I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. No matter how musical a ringtone might be, there are some times you just don't want to hear one. Since it would more likely sound like this. The old Nokia ringtone was lifted from a rather pleasant guitar piece by Francisco Tárrega called Grand Valse. Last week in New York, the ethereal and delicate closing movement of Mahler's Ninth Symphony came to a crashing halt because a front row audience member didn't realize his new iPhone's alarm would sound loudly and insistently even when the telephone ringer was set to silent. The mortified Patron X, as he came to be known, has since apologized personally to conductor Alan Gilbert, who tweeted after the incident that, quote, "There's a reason Mahler never wrote for marimba." I can understand the initial unwillingness of Patron X to recognize himself as the culprit and wanting to remain anonymous for as long as possible thereafter. It might have been safer, if not as emotionally satisfying, to go to a concert with this piece on the program. It's called Dial Tones, a Telesymphony, written in 2001 and 2002 by a team including Golan Levin. It takes the audience members' cell phone numbers and seat locations, and then a computer places thousands of calls to them. And each time a phone rings, a light shines on its owner. That feature would have helped shorten the disturbance at the New York Philharmonic considerably. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.